Hello, welcome to the Lewisburg United Methodist Church podcast. Thanks for joining us today. For sermon notes and videos related to this message, please visit lwbumc.com.
Begins with silence.
A long silence that lasted 400 years. Four centuries of waiting to hear from the God we worshipped.
God had not spoken. No prophet had given us a fresh word from him. No king had shown us the way to him. We prayed, offered our sacrifices, and kept the festivals and holy days.
But there had only been silence and waiting.
As we waited, our people looked to the ancient texts that told of another time of silence and waiting, when there was a vast nothingness until a great word was spoken and his spirit moved.
God creating and breathing life into the world.
We looked to our ancient heroes of faith and the centuries of slavery in Egypt. We remembered the night of our liberation when the angel of death passed over.
We relived the Red Sea crossing and our wandering in the wilderness, when Jehovah was life.
A succession of kings ruled over us, and the more we turned away from putting God on the throne, the more desperately we needed him.
Finally, the nation was destroyed, not by enemies who conquered us, but by our own unfaithfulness to the one who had given us everything.
Yet even in our destruction, God had promised we would not be forgotten. A son would be given, a savior would come.
the silence would be broken, and God would speak.
Every longing and need we had would be met as His Spirit breathed new life into our world.
At last, the wait would be over. Every prophecy would be fulfilled. And the most amazing part of it was that the two of us would be chosen to help bring it to pass.
Who would have imagined that God would break His silence in the way He did, or that she would hear His message from an angel's lips? He said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor in God. You will give birth to a son and call him Jesus."
The Spirit gave me the words to answer.
Thank you.
At the very moment Joseph was weighing what to do about my situation, he would be told in a dream, "Don't be afraid. Mary will have a son. Call him Jesus.
He will save his people from their sins." Caesar's decree came at the worst possible time. Mary was nearing the time to deliver her child. Our journey to Bethlehem to register was difficult for her. Everything she had been called to do was difficult. Already she had endured scorn, mistrust, and danger. But when God called, she simply answered, "Yes."
Some are called to distant lands, some to exile far from home, to wander in the wilderness, to destinations yet unknown.
But when is God?
What else can the answer be? You put your life into
Yeah.
faith in God had carried me through the 9 months of being an outcast and the target of endless gossip. Faith had given me peace when Joseph doubted me. Faith had provided strength and courage as we traveled to Bethlehem. I had faith. I trusted God. Still, I will confess that there were some moments I wondered about a God who would give such a task to someone like me. I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a babe inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to carry your son. I am waiting in a silent prayer. I am frightened by the load I bear. In a world as cold as stone, must I walk this path alone? Be with me now. Be with me now. Breath of heaven, hold me together. Be forever near me. Breath of heaven. Breath of heaven, lighten my darkness. Pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven. Do you wonder, as you watch my face, if a wiser one should have had my place? But I offer all I am for the mercy of your plan. Help me be strong. Help me be. Help me. Breath of heaven, hold me together. Be forever near me. Breath of heaven. Breath of heaven, lighten my darkness. Pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven, hold me together. Be forever near me. Breath of heaven. Breath of heaven, lighten my darkness. Pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, breath of heaven. Jesus came into the world in the exact way God had planned it, all along. In spite of the difficult circumstances, everything about him was perfect.
Suddenly, there were angels peering through the doorway of the stable. When they saw Mary and me, and then the baby lying in the feeding trough, they came in, fell to their knees before him, and worshipped him. Many years later, John would write, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Mary and I were the first to see it. Then the shepherds who came in from the hills that night caught a glimpse."
And ever since then, people have found their way to him, one way or another. When they see him for who and what he really is, they love him. For what would we have done if he hadn't come to us the way he did?
Are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, holy child. Welcome, holy child.
We didn't know it, but wealthy men were already on their way to honor him. They brought precious gifts to lay at his feet.
Heaven's Son was worthy of even more.
He deserves everything we hold dear.
So we let go of all we value, all we cling to.
We lay down anything that would keep us from surrendering our lives to him.
Because the truth is, he is the only treasure that really matters.
Thank you for listening to this teaching from the Lewisburg United Methodist Church. We pray that you are blessed by God's Word. For additional teaching, resources, and podcasts, as well as who we are and our upcoming events, please visit our website, lwbumc.com.